Good morning, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It's Friday. The weekend is almost here. We are just under 3 weeks away from the NFL draft, and the Cheesehead TV Pro Football Draft Guide is now available. I saw a bunch of you downloading it yesterday, especially yesterday morning. Can't thank the contributors enough for their hard work. I'm sure everyone who has started to dive in to the draft guide has already seen the incredible amounts of work that have been put into this production, this piece of content that every year grows and grows. The audience for this thing, it's amazing. Thank you to everybody who pre-ordered. Thank you to everybody who bought one yesterday. The link to purchase your Cheesehead TV draft guide is on the homepage of Cheesehead TV. It will be in the description of this video when I'm done. Thank you, everybody, for supporting Cheesehead TV via the draft guide. Packers fans, you are a rare breed, and this draft guide for 12 years now has been a testament to that. So thank you very much for your support. Hello to everybody in the comments section. Good to see you, everybody. Rogers hurt toe. What a handle. Starts us off with a super chat. Happy draft guide release party, Nags. Can I get a carry the motherfucking G on this Friday? Also, it's beer 30. Cheers. I mean, feels a little early for beer 30, but you know, you do you, wherever you are. Maybe you are across the pond, and it is beer 30 where you are. But here I'm still dealing with the coffee. But yes, thank you for the support, and it is time to carry the motherfucking G, no doubt about it. We got Uncultured Barbarian. What's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Morning, Nags. Today's jams are Opportunities by the Pet Shop Boys. I was literally just listening to the Pet Shop Boys before I came on today. And Friday night's Great Night for Football from The Last Boy Scout. What a classic film. I haven't watched that in forever. Hey, man, shout out to Bruce Willis, who has needed to retire from acting. That's some rough stuff. But good songs, Uncultured, as always, putting us in the right mood. Oh, Steve has the question du jour here. Are the Packers going to sign anyone before the draft? Jair? I know they are still in talks about a Jair extension, but that's the extent of what I know. If they are going to sign anybody, I would suspect it would probably happen the week before the draft. I'm not talking specifically Jair, but maybe some outside free agents. We have seen them operate that way in the past, especially under Ted. But, you know, there's nothing imminent, nothing that's been rumbling. But you never know. You never know when that Schefter or Rappaport tweet is going to pop up saying they have signed X free agent. Possibly a Julio Jones. Who knows? Stay tuned. Uncultured, thanks for the super chat, man. I would love for the Packers to move up and get a stud receiver early, but is that really in their DNA? Pappies. Unless Brian is completely sold on someone being a big-time difference maker, I suspect he will sit where he is at 22 and let the board fall to him. You know, it's Tyler put this up on Twitter this morning. It's funny how Olav was the obsession for Packers fans like a week ago, and now it's suddenly Pickens, and I think both would be phenomenal in the green and gold, and either one would be able to make hay with Aaron Rodgers throwing him the football in this system. But it all depends on Brian, right, and what his kind of conviction is on a prospect. And he's literally the only human that can answer that question. But is it a possibility? Absolutely, no question about it. Chris, good morning, man. Thanks for super chat. Spiffy Nags is here. Everyone, get excited! Foreshadowing some big time news coming soon. Looking forward to the news you're setting us up for. I literally just threw a shirt on, man, and a hat. That's it. But I like the attempt to read between the haberdashery lines, as it were. Too old for this. Thanks for the super chat. Got called last night to stand in as a lead for a show, The Play That Goes Wrong. Oh, that's a fun show. That opens in 1 week. Got to memorize the script by then. But the draft guide obviously comes first. Well, hey, man, break a leg. That's awesome. Good for you. You'll get it. You'll nail it. Don't worry about it. Yeah, you should definitely be looking at the draft guide first. No question about it. But man, that's awesome. Congratulations. Thoughts on Savage in the fifth-year option. 50-50 prop in my mind. I'm with you, Ray. I had somebody who covers the league reach out to me and ask what I thought about the fifth-year options for both Gary and Savage. And I said, Gary's a no-brainer. Savage, I wouldn't be surprised either way. I suspect they won't pick it up. But that is complete guesswork on my part. But obviously Gary is a no-brainer. But yeah, with Savage, I tend to doubt it, actually. Make him play out that final year, and if he balls out, then you maybe talk long-term extension. But you know, the guaranteed money that gets associated once you put that the option on the player, the way the Packers are operating currently, they're where they are financially, I'd be surprised. Next, hey, is it possible for me to Venmo you for a draft guy? Thank you, sir. Victor? There's not a way to do it through Cheesehead TV, unfortunately. But hit me up on my email, aaron@cheeseheadtv.com, and we'll figure out something, Victor. Late today as I had to walk my doggies. Are you ready for this, Nags? Alan, I was thinking about it all morning because I had to get up and get Olive to school. And I thought, boy, once we get this dog, I'm going to have to get up even earlier to walk the dog and then get Olive to school. Yeah, I'm ready for it. Chris, thanks for the super chat. Hey, man, it was worth a shot. Anyways, what is the potential dark horse pick you think we make at 22 that some people would be shocked that we'd make? I mean, a quarterback, right? I mean, there's no position outside of quarterback, punter, kicker, and possibly. No, that's it. That's it. Quarterback, punter, kicker. I mean, linebacker wouldn't shock me. Defensive tackle wouldn't shock me. Corner wouldn't shock me. Safety wouldn't shock me. In any way, shape, or form. And obviously, wide receiver. Maybe tight end. A tight end would be a surprise, but not a shock, but a surprise. But yeah, I don't know, man. The pool's too big. There's no dark horse, like, we didn't see that coming outside of, like, the positions that I just mentioned. Where I think people would be shocked. I think undoubtedly there's dudes at positions where, like, if they say did take a safety or a tight end, you know, Twitter would be mad. I guarantee that. Now, I mean, that's probably going to happen regardless, but, you know, there are always people upset on the internet. Polo shirt with pajama bottoms. No, thank you. I have my regular pants on. Like I said, I had to get Olive to school. I've been out and about already today, people. Mark, thanks for the super chat. It's really starting to feel like Pickens may be their guy. I mean, he checks all the boxes, and it's possible he's there when they pick. And I know they had him in for a visit. But we'll see. I mean, like I said, I would fucking love it. I would love it. Would long snapper shock you? Yes, Dennis, long snapper would shock me. Add it to the list. A long snapper would shock me. Although, it'd be worth it just for the Corey Banky reaction. No doubt. Running back would be a shock? No, not for me. I mean, maybe you guys, but, you know, if there was somebody they absolutely loved and they took him, just to watch Twitter burn, it would be great. What else we think? Walter, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. I think Jerry Gray will get DC calls. Thoughts? I mean, after the season, you mean? I think there's a chance. I was surprised he didn't get more interest this offseason, seeing as how well he did in the mix with that Arizona game that Barry had to miss because of COVID. Yeah, I think there's a chance. But it is interesting because the guy's been a coordinator twice already. Sometimes when you've done it twice, that's pretty much it. Although you just look at Joe Barry, third time's a charm, maybe. So maybe Joe having some more success gets people to start calling on Jerry, which would be great. I love him. Uncultured, thanks for the super chat. Have a good weekend, everyone. Try and do something for yourself over the weekend. Go for that happiness. It helps. I concur with my colleague Uncultured Barbarian. That's all I can say to that. There we go. Aaron Harper talking that fantasy stuff. I have a shock for you. Packers trade Love and 22 to go into the top 10 and pick a wide receiver. I'm gathering by your use of emojis after that you are joking. Because, yeah, that ain't happening. Although it'd be hilarious. Brandy Lewis, good morning. Hope you're well. Hope you're doing okay. Is Corey going to be on all 3 days of the draft show? Got to have a Cream City Bricks repeat, Revenge of the John. I think so. I know he'll be there night one. Last year, he said he was only going to be there for night one and then showed up for all 3 days. So anything is possible. But right now, I believe the tentative idea is for him to, yes, be there all 3 days. Packers secondary can be great. Just need another interior defensive line for rotation, at least. Brandy, very much agree. I do not think they are or should be done acquiring talent on their interior defensive line. Reed is a nice addition, but I really hope they draft a big body here in a couple weeks. Rogers hurt toe again. Thanks for the super chat. At 22, the Pack draft a long snapper. Nags reaction. A lot of ball game left. Yeah, most likely. Andre, much love from Brazil. What's up? Thanks for checking it out. Good morning from New York City. Hope you're doing well. Hope Brazil is peaceful and calm and loving and giving you everything you need down there. Might need to join Patreon just so I can talk football for three straight days. There you go, Samuel. Do it, buddy. Hop on. Everybody who is a Patreon member gets the Zoom invite. You know, you get to get in the mix there, and we have players on throughout the first night. You can ask a question of them. Hang out all 3 days if you want. It's just a bunch of Hyper Packer nerds hanging out for the draft. It's a lot of fun. Come on by. Tyler, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Have you given your theory on how the Love pick happened? It seems like they traded up and missed their guy. Hard to understand the trade up. Well, it all depends on what you buy and whose stuff you read and trust. I know there's a faction that believes that the Colts were going to take him, and that's why the Packers jumped up to get him. And now I know the Colts were very quick to try and douse that fire through Rappaport. And I know there have been talks and swirling rumors, et cetera, about, yeah, they were targeting a wide receiver, you know, but since the trade didn't really, you know, the trade up has to be made once they're on the clock, he has to make that call and say, okay, let's pull the trigger. You know, Justin Jefferson is gone at that point. I can't imagine he would have just jumped up thinking he was going to get Justin Jefferson. So yeah, I think he wanted Jordan Love. I just don't think I understand all the theories and the conspiracies and blah, blah, blah. But I think he saw Aaron Rodgers had kind of taken a dip in his play in 2018. And it was time to start thinking about the future. Now, was it a year too early? Possibly. But never forget, he was going to draft Drew Lock the year before in the second round before Denver jumped up ahead of them. You know, he had been looking at quarterbacks. And, you know, I understand the idea of, you know, oh, it was a wasted pick, but the best time to look for a quarterback is when you don't have them, you know, and you can, you know, I talked with Dave Damashek about this the other day. If nothing else, and I think Pete Doherty mentioned this as well on the podcast, if nothing else, spurring Aaron Rodgers to rededicate himself to the game and, you know, the, outcome is two MVP seasons from your aging superstar quarterback. That alone makes the pick worth it. Even if Jordan Love never steps on the football field again for the Packers. But, you know, I know people want to make it into something. I don't think it's much more than meets the eye. Brian wanted to make sure he had a quarterback to develop and potentially turn to if Aaron continued to show, you know, I'm not even going to say regression, but just a, you know, a continual kind of erosion of his output and his skills and the level of production that we had grown accustomed to from Aaron Rodgers for so many years. You know, I don't think that's crazy. And I do understand people thinking, should have taken this, should have taken that. But again, you look at the outcome with Aaron kind of taking it as a challenge. It's not terrible. Doesn't suck. Nicholas, thanks for the super chat. With the wide receiver market booming, do you think more teams will be reaching on rookie wideouts on draft night day one to have that five-year rookie contract? Nicholas, we talked about this the other day. I'm not going to say it's going to be like this avalanche or anything, but I do think it's going to kind of enter the conversation in draft rooms. I don't think there's any question, especially when it comes to picking between the wide receiver and another position. You know, how could it not at least weigh the wide receiver in your favor a little bit? I don't think there's any doubt. Now, not every guy that's gets selected in the first round turns into one of those guys. You know what I mean? Like, Hell, Devontae and Tyreek, you know, they're not first-round picks. It's just they will certainly use it as part of the equation. I don't think it's the thing that tilts the scale, so to speak, but there's zero doubt that it will undoubtedly be part of the conversation. It has to be. Walter, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Rodgers did mention being on the back nine. Yeah, and that was like 6 years ago. I mean, I'm definitely on the back nine of my career. That was a long time ago. You know, he's no spring chicken. And now I know he's talked so many times in the past about wanting to play into his 40s, etc. And that may still be the goal. I don't know. But yeah, I just don't think it's a crime to make sure you've got talent at the quarterback spot. You know, worst time to look for a quarterback is when you need one. Ask the Miami Dolphins. Dave, thanks for the super chat, man. Boss schedule recurring team meetings at 9 a.m. Central the next few weeks. No me gusta. Sorry, Dave. I may be moving Packers Daily into the afternoons anyway, just so you guys know. Playing around with a lot of stuff for this will be after the draft, probably after OTAs and shit, but kind of reset for the new year. The next season, I may be doing these in the afternoon, maybe like drive time. We'll see. Or I may just do a night show. I don't know. We'll see. Lots up in the air. So don't you fret, Dave, if the boss keeps moving meetings around. Judy, thank you for the sticker. That's very nice of you. Thank you so much. Robin, what is Aaron promoting with, where'd it go? With Williams, the tennis player. Side note, I'm going with Aaron to see how watches work in Switzerland. Oh, nice, Robin. Have fun in Switzerland. I believe that he's going in May. I'm not sure if are you going with him or at the same time. I believe it was a crypto event that he was backstage with. I think it was Serena. We're talking about how she's going to be at Wimbledon and US Open, I believe. But yeah, I think it was some kind of crypto event. Marshall, thank you for the super chat. If the Packers don't spend one of their firsts on a wide receiver in the name of spreading the ball around, I wouldn't be surprised nor disappointed. Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's going to be in the name of spreading the ball around. I think it's just because of where this franchise values that position and what they think of their ability to find and develop guys, you know, possibly past day one. And now they did it quite a few times under Ted. We've yet to see it materialize with Brian. Although I will say MVS, that's a feather in his cap. That's a guy that's a day three pick. You know, pretty productive. I think the major thing that limited him was obviously injuries, but I know people try to like color it with make it all about the drops. I mean, he certainly worked on that. You can't look at MVS's game and go, 2 years ago he had X number of drops. Last year, depending on who's grading, it's either zero or one, you know? So the guy clearly worked at his craft, developed, and that's what you want. So I think the Packers feel good about their ability to do that. Now, of course, in the current environment that they find themselves in, they don't really have time to develop guys. I mean, yes, they're going to talk about it. They're going to pay it lip service. There's no doubt about it, but they need whoever they take in this draft, be it a wide receiver, a tight end, anybody who has pass catching ability, they got to step on the field post haste and contribute. If not week one, at least, you know, a month into the season or so, they ain't got time for the do I trust him patty cake from the quarterback. They got to get him in the offense and they got to get him working. You know, there's just no two ways about it. So perhaps for that reason, it makes them more kind of inclined to take a guy or find a guy in the first round. I do think that's, you know, will weigh on things, so to speak. Bill, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. How early is too early to draft a quarterback? I don't know, man. Probably when you have, say, a Josh Allen in his prime and you just signed him to a monster extension, Buffalo's probably in a spot where it's too early to draft a quarterback, at least in the first round. Now, I mean, you want to be, I think teams should be like Ron Wolf was back in the day. Draft one every year. I'm down for that in your third rounds and your fourth rounds. Develop a guy. Perhaps you flip him. You know, I'm down with that. But if we're talking like drafting a first round quarterback in today's economy, I think a team like the Bills is an example of somebody or a team where it would be too early. Is Lazard a legit wide receiver too? Pete, I think so. Absolutely. No question about it. Now, you know, if you're talking about the pecking order and you're trying to fit him into what MVS did, obviously that's not going to work. But no question about it. If they got a like classic kind of flanker to go along with Lazard, and then you have Amari and Cobb working stuff from the slot, et cetera, then I think you're cooking with gas. There's no doubt that Lazard can do everything you need him to do as a wide receiver too. Also, he's shown he has the ability to step in and kind of, you know, produce from a wide receiver one type role. Now, I don't think that's something you want to live with week to week, but if you want to look at how he can be productive and utilized as a wide receiver too, look at the game against the Saints. Was it 2 years ago? That week three game, because MVS is handling a lot of what they would have traditionally asked Devontae to do, but Devontae missed that game. Lazard feasts in that game, you know? So I think he's completely suited to do whatever you need him to do as a wide receiver too, no doubt. Michael, thanks for the super chat. Got my draft guide. Great stuff. I hold a draft party. We write down / guess first 15 picks, 1 point each, and Packers pick worth 3 points. This may tip the odds of the hand of draft pin coming home. There we go. Happy to help. Happy to help. Thanks for the support, Michael. Very, very much appreciated. Alan, thank you for the super chat. People trash Amari as they did Rashawn. I still think Amari will be a good receiver. Look, the thing I always hear from people who do, as you say, trash Amari is I just wish I would have seen a flash, just some flashes. Just I didn't see one flash. What opportunity was he given to flash? I mean, if and when they actually called a play where he was the initial read, it was very, 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 very rare. You know? There were a couple of dump downs, couple of check downs. He was handed the ball in a reverse. Like, this is the shit that just bugs me. Like, can we just let him play a little bit? Just let him play. I'm sure you'll see your flashes. And that's the other thing. Everyone's all of a sudden like fucking Ron Wolf in his heyday out here scouting wide receivers. Alan got me all riled up right before I leave. Thanks a lot, Alan. Really appreciate the super chat. Thank you to everybody tuning in. I'm going to have to jump. Can't thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Like I said, the Cheesehead TV Pro Football Draft Guide now available. Go to cheeseheadtv.com. The link for the sale is right there on the homepage. It'll also be in the description of this video once I have it up. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in, making Cheesehead TV even a small part of your Packers routine. I know there is a ton of content around the green and gold that you can consume and utilize throughout every single day. The fact that you use Cheesehead TV in any capacity really means a lot to me. Thank you so much. Please hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family, Cheesehead TV. We are judicious with our love for Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack, go.